Just lift up your voice and worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. It's a mighty God. It's a mighty God.
You have done marvelous things.
He has done marvelous things.
You have done glorious things.
He has done glorious things.
You have done wonderful things.
He has done wonderful things. It's a mighty God. Worship
you
him.
You have done marvelous
things. You have done marvelous things.
You have done,
you have done
glorious things.
The God of glory.
You have done wonderful things. Mighty God.
You have done marvelous things.
He has done marvelous things. He's a great God.
You have done glorious things.
The Lord of glory.
You have done wonderful things, mighty God.
Oh, mighty God, mighty God.
We call upon this mighty God.
Mighty God.
Oh, call on
mighty
him.
Mighty God,
mighty God.
We have seen your glory,
mighty God.
And we shall see your glory.
You have done marvelous things.
Yes,
you have done glorious things.
You have done glorious things.
You have done,
you have done wonderful things.
The God of wonders.
Mighty God.
The God of wonders.
Yes, you have done
the God of wonders.
You have done marvelous things.
The God of wonders.
You have done glorious things.
The God of wonders.
Things, mighty God.
Yes, you have done marvelous.
You have done,
he has done it. He has done it.
Things.
He has done it.
You have done,
and he will do it.
Yes, things.
You have done.
You have done wonderful.
Lift up your voice and worship him.
Mighty
now.
God.
Worship him. Thank him for the wonderful thing he has done in your life. Thank him. Count five wonderful things he has done. Glorious things he has done for you. Marvelous things he has done for you. He's a great God. He's a great God. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He will still do for you. He will still do for you. He will still do for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, welcome you here. Come and teach us. Come and bless us. Come and heal us. Come and deliver us. Come and guide us. Come and touch us. Father, let nobody remain the same in your presence, Lord. Even those who are watching, may they never remain the same. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Can take your seats. God bless you so much, choir, for taking us through this time of worship. Let's give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You're welcome for our first service. I know the Lord will greatly bless you. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor, give your neighbor a feast, and say, it is good you have come. Remember to follow what we are told to do. Always sanitize your hands until we hear the announcement that everything is over. Praise God. God is a good God. He'll protect this nation. He'll protect our region. He'll protect this continent and he'll protect the entire earth. Praise God. You are most welcome. Those ones who have not been there for long, God bless you so much for coming. I know he has a purpose for bringing you here. Let's give the Lord a mighty hand of praise for some people who have not been there. How many of you have not been around for long? Musao, have you been there really? I've not seen you for long. I've been, yesterday I was thinking, I said, where is Musao? It is good you have come. Praise God. Elder Jacob, we have not seen you. I don't know whether you were in the mountains or you were within. I don't know. God knows where you were. Praise God. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise again. Clap for the choir. They seem to be very smart. In fact, they are smart. Praise God. Today we are looking at another message entitled The Character of the Church. You know, we have been looking at the purpose, what the church is. We looked at what the church is, and we looked at the purpose of the church. We looked at the mission of the church. We looked at the vision of the church. And today we are looking at the character of the church. Very, very important. There are key things you need to know about church. If you don't know them, it doesn't matter how long you have stayed in church, you will be like a baby Christian. You will not know the head from the tail. So it is very, very important that you know some of these basic things. Praise God. And the other time we looked at the church, that the church is a special community of people saved by the sacrificial death of Christ and the grace of God. You see? A special community of people. You are a special community of people saved by sacrificial death of Christ and the grace of God. Appropriated by faith. This salvation, you receive it by faith. And when you make a personal commitment to Christ, that's what happens. That's how you become a member of the church. They belong to God in a special way through Christ. You belong to God in a special way through Christ. This church finds expression in various local communities. Churches are in different communities. That same church finds expression. Those who are saved by grace, it's not only here. They find expression in different places through their local communities. And known by different names. Others are called PAG. Others are Victory Church of Christ Ministries International. Others are Watoto. Name them, there are so many. But saved by grace. That's what they call Universal Church. That's what they call Universal Church, the Catholic Church. That word Catholic, I'm not talking of Roman Catholic Church, but that word means universal. Praise God. And the chief character, now we are looking at today, the character of the church, the character. Tell your neighbor the character of the church. And Elder Jacob, tell us, mention two characters that some people may have. Two characters. Okay, one. As you are thinking, Winnie, just tell us one, the character that some people may carry. Okay. Why don't you mention straight away the character? No? Yes. Ambrose. Just one character that you know. You can mention that people, someone may be carrying. Okay. Yes, clap for him. Love. Another character? Quiet. Okay.
Quiet.
Humility, yes, it's a character. Holiness, yes, it's a character. It's a very important character. Eh? Eh? Patience. Patience is a character. So you only know those because we're in church. Before you were in church, even in spite of the fact that we're in church, there are people who have a character of quarrelsomeness. They're quarrelsome. Yes, there are people who are quarrelsome. Yes. There are people who are impatient. Eh? There are people who are proud. You find them in church. That's a character. You see? Uh-huh. Immaculate. Kindness is a character. That's true. Uh-huh. Hmm? Ambitious. Okay. Is that a character? Eh? Yeah. Ambitious. There are people who are ambitious. Mm-hmm. Pastor Jasper. Integrity, yes, it's a good character. It's very good character. And then you have people who are unfaithful. That's a character. Others are drunkards. This man here is a drunkard. Don't marry this man. You see, he's a drunkard. That's a character. He's a part of his life. He's a way of his life. It's a trait that he exhibits. So the chief character of the church is holiness and love. The chief character of the church is what? Holiness and? Holiness and? You see, that is the character that you should carry. When people look at the church, in fact, the character that God has ordained for the church to have is holiness and love. Is holiness and love. How will people know that you are saved? They see how loving you are. So this must be a saved lady. This must be a serious Christian. Then, holiness. Ah, this one here. She has refused. She does not curse people. She does not quarrel. This person lives a holy life, separated. Separated for God. You see? I don't want you to be confused about some of, like, holiness. What is real? What is holiness? You see? Because the chief character of the church is holiness and love. What is holiness? Holiness is to be separated for God. Is being separated for God. To be holy is to be separated for God. It's to be sanctified. Yeah? To be separated for God. To be set aside for God. To be sanctified. That's what holiness is. Separated for God. The day you get saved, if you allow the Holy Spirit to work in you, and you allow the Word to work in your heart, the process of holiness begins, separation begins. The process, there are certain things the day you get saved, you get separated from. There are people who the day they got saved, they stopped getting drunk. They stopped taking alcohol. Not by their power. They just received the power to say, no, I think this is not right. And all along they wanted to leave it, but they had no power to leave it. Some may continue, then eventually face off that habit. You see? Some may begin to separate from immorality. Some who have been on pornography, they find that they don't want to look at it. They begin to separate. You see? So that is the process of holiness. It's part of the work of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. There are things that you stopped doing. The process of being made holy has begun. The process of sanctification has begun. It's the work of the Holy Spirit through the Word that we put in our heart. You may find that there was something that you could not. There are people who loved fighting. But after some time, when they came to know Jesus Christ, they stopped fighting. They stopped fighting. At home or at workplace, wherever, they stopped it. So, holiness is separation from God, for God. Separation for God. Tell your neighbor, holiness is separation for God. Ask your neighbor, are you separated for God? And it is a continuous thing. You keep separating. You keep separating for Him. He says, I'm the Lord who makes you holy. How? Through the work of His Holy Spirit and the Word. So that's the character. When people look at you, they must know you by that character. Holiness and love. Elder Jacob, what did you stop doing after you got saved? Mention one thing that you stopped. Two things that you found you could not continue doing it. Yeah, you stopped drinking. Clap for him. Drinking. What else? Used to fight. You stopped it. You cut off fighting. You see, the process began. Holiness, the process of being made holy began. Praise God. The process of being made holy began. You see, sometimes you only realize that you have changed. You only realize after you find that your reaction is different. For example, the Word of God tells you that stop lying to one another and speak in truth. You see, so you if this is lies, this is a station for lies. You began to move away from it. You remember you're about to lie. Say, ah no, I cannot now. I'm saved. I cannot. You begin to separate. The same thing with immorality. You were there now. No, I cannot do that now. I cannot just be reckless like that. Christ is inside me. You know, that is how we begin to separate from many things. Many things. Even from the previous culture, your previous culture. Because now you are in the kingdom culture. Your traditional culture, your family culture, the culture of idolatry, the culture of witchcraft, you begin to leave them. Consulting mediums, you leave them, you have a living God. Yes, Sister Rita, tell us, when you came to the Lord, mention one thing that you found you could not accept to do anymore. You just left them. One. Give a mic.
What I did not go back to do was controlling me. It was abusing people using signs.
See? Abusing people, making fun of people using signs. Can you imagine? You see? She could not go back to it. She got separated from it. The process of holiness began. The process of sanctification began. The work of the Holy Spirit from inside her began. She just realized that, no, I cannot do this. The Holy Spirit began to put it in her, convicting her. Said, don't continue. Praise God. God changes us. He begins to separate us to serve Him. John 17:17. He says, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Sanctify them. Meaning, make them holy by your truth. Your word is truth. Can you imagine? So when you ignore the word, you ignore teaching, you are doing a lot of disservice to yourself. Because it is the word of God with the action of the Holy Spirit that brings change from inside you out. Praise God. So holiness and love. Now look at love. That love that we are supposed to carry. Love is not just a feeling. The world makes love only an emotional thing. Just only a feeling. No, it is beyond a feeling. It's more than a feeling. Love is a choice. Love is a choice that you make. You make that choice every time you make that choice. Love is the very essence of God Himself. It's a part of God. Love, true love, is sacrificial. Scripture, the Bible, tells us that love, true love, you have to decide to sacrifice. That's why when you look at the Bible, it shows you clearly that love is a choice. What you decide to do, love is what you do. It's a choice. First of all, you must make a choice to be sacrificial. For you to have this kind of love that comes from, to exercise this kind of love that God is talking about. Love is patient. You must make a choice to be patient, to wait. And love is focused on the well-being of others. It is focused on the well-being of others. Love is focused on the well-being of others. Anything that you want to do that is not going to be well for others, you are not doing it in love. When you slander, when you malice, when you smear somebody, that you are not acting in love. You are not looking at the well-being. Sometimes something may be true, but why are you spreading it if it is not good? If it is not good, why are you spreading it from one person to another? So you are not acting in love. There is a philosopher who one time asked his friend. The friend came to him. I don't know whether Pastor Ken still remember. I told you people that. He said, have you heard this about your friend? And the man said, don't tell me yet, unless you pass it through 3 KKs, 3 sieves. Now, are you sure it is true? I'm not really sure. Okay, if it has not passed that one, let me give you one more. Is it good? No, it is not good. And then the third one, will it help me? So if you cannot pass, don't tell me. Tell your neighbor, if what you want to tell me does not pass the 3 KKs, don't tell me. Let me tell you, you lose nothing. So love is a choice of what you decide to do towards the well-being of others. If you truly have love, it must be sacrificial, it must be patient, it must be patient, and also it must be focused on helping others, making their lives better. Praise God. So the character of the church is holiness and love. Holiness and love. So remember just that, so that you make sure that you check your life by that. And character is who you are. Character is what? Who you are. And your character as a Christian, your character as a Christian believer, let me add believer. Some people are Christians, but they don't believe somehow. Your character as a believer or a true Christian is who you are in Christ. Your character is who you are in Christ. Your character is who you are in Christ. Tell your neighbor, your character is who you are in Christ. So your character is you inside and outside. You inside and outside. Character is moral and ethical virtues. Moral and ethical virtues that defines a person inner nature. And conduct reflecting the image of God and the fruit of the Spirit. You see? Inner nature. Because what comes from inside will reflect in the conduct. But you see, your character as a Christian should reflect the character of God. Should reflect the image of God. The image. You were created in His image. In His image. Tell your neighbor, you're created in the image of God. Ask another neighbor, are you the image of God? Are you reflecting the image of God? Very, very important. Very, very important. And listen, godly character is formed. Godly character is formed. You are not born with character. That's why mothers teach children manners. Even bad manners, bad characters is formed. Is formed by the environment around that person. The environment around that person. The people around you helps you to form your character. We were coming with the Reverend Rose from Barara, and we were approaching Kampala. We were between Masaka and Kampala now, and we stopped to buy potatoes. And there were some people selling potatoes on the road in tins. So I got out of the car. I don't know, for whatever reason, I just said, you remove those potatoes one by one. Remove it. Remove them. You just look at that. I believe God wanted to help that little boy. So because I just all of a sudden I said, remove the potatoes one, put it down. And then after they had removed it, when it reached in the 3/4 way, almost half, 3/4 way, they had put big potatoes like this so that there was a big space under there without potatoes. So I asked the little boy, I said, now, why do you do this? Why are you cheating? That it is mommy who did it. It is mommy. You see now, that mother that is now teaching the child that it is okay to cheat. You can be better when you cheat, and it is wrong. It is the opposite. You fail in life. Trying to form a character of lying for the boy to become a liar and a thief. And he can start like that, and the spirit of lying and stealing and take all of the boy. The world is, life is, there's a lot of spiritualism in many things. The world is spiritual. The physical, what you see in the physical, has a reality in the spiritual. They will take advantage. The devil takes advantage of sin. When you do something, he says, okay, I can hook this one on this. You see? And then you do it again, and it becomes a pattern, then you are fixed there. You see? So, mothers, be very careful. Fathers, be very careful about how you raise your children. Because you have to form godly characters in them. So godly character is formed. It involves a certain pattern. Character involves a certain pattern. And character is something so important. It determines actually where you end. There are many good people who don't have a job because of their character. They worked for the first company. They were caught lying. They worked for another company. They were caught lying. They worked for another one. They are caught lying, but they are very good in their work. Then they could no longer get a job. Why? Because when they try to check with the previous places where the person worked, they say, no, that person is not okay. There are beautiful ladies who are not married. Who are not married. Because the person who wanted to marry them caught them lying and caught them stealing. And it is very terrible to have a wife who is a thief. You will turn away, it turns away many good men. Praise God. And there are men who have been turned down by wonderful ladies because they discovered that they are biased. So there are patterns. Don't ignore a thought. What makes your character starts with a thought. A repeated thought. A thought. Just a thought. If it is not in line with the will of God, discard that thought. The devil can always put a thought in your heart. Why don't you do this? Discard it as long as it doesn't align with the word of God. Discard it. Discard it. There are things that you should begin to work on it. Because, by the way, when you are saved, God helps you a lot. He can even cover you for some time because of his love and patience. You lied the first time, he covers you. Second time, he covers you. Third time, he covers you. Fourth time, God covers you. Fifth time, he exposes you from the rooftop. Because you have not repented. You don't change. You don't change. Because he loves, he cares. It's just like a mother and a baby when the baby is messing. The mother endures the baby. The child. When he exposes you, still he wants to fix you, to help you. So a thought. Don't ignore thoughts. That's why I said there are certain patterns. Don't ignore thoughts. Why? Because thoughts form your attitude, the way you look at things. Attitude is a settled way of looking at things. Some people have a bad attitude when they're relating with others. It's a settled way of looking at things. I just don't like that man. Why? I don't like the man. It's an attitude. I don't deal with those people. That's a bad attitude. But it begins with a thought. What you keep thinking on influence how you look at your world. They color your world. It's like goggles. Your attitude is like goggles. You look at everything through it. You see? The colors for you, your world. But it began with a thought. Then, your attitude will make you begin to speak words. Words. What to think about, how it settles in your mind and makes you look at the world, you begin to speak it. What you have been thinking, you begin to say. That's how serious it is. And it is working on making, forming a character in you. You see? You see? What you keep saying, you'll keep begin to do. That is action. Words leads to actions. Starts with thoughts, comes to attitude. It comes to action. Words, it comes to attitude, comes to word, words, action. Action habit. What you keep doing repeatedly becomes an habit. Becomes an habit. Yesterday you did it. Last week you did it. This week you have done it. Then before you know it, it is an habit. And you know what the habit brings? You are a character. That lady is like that. That man is like that. Those people are like that. Character. And character determines where you end. Destiny. Character determines what? Your destiny, where you end. Character determines your destiny. Praise God. So it is that, be careful with those patterns, thought patterns, attitude. Be very careful about them. Words, your actions, your habit. All this taken together will give you a character and determines where your address ends, where you end. It determines your address. Praise God. That's why it is very, very important for us to work towards being holy, to cooperate with God, to separate from anything that is not of God, and to decide to act in love. Because love is what you do. In summary, love is what you do. It's what you do. But what you do must be focused on the well-being of others. Because you don't live alone. Even you must also love yourself. You know, there are demons that even make people hate themselves. I wish I was so and so. No. You are specially made in the image of God. You are not made in the image of another person. Praise God. So renewal of the mind is crucial in forming godly character. Because character is very important for church people, for believers. But the renewal of your mind plays a very important role in helping you form a godly character. Your mind must be renewed. And the only thing that can renew your mind is the word of God. Apostle Paul told them in Romans 12, verse number 2, don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world. He told them. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you. God's will. Which is good and pleasing and perfect. Look at that. Look at that. Don't copy the behaviors and the customs of this world. That is culture. Culture is a way of life. Don't copy the way of life of the world. Or don't remain in the way of life you were in before you came to know the Lord. Don't remain there. Allow God to change the way you think. Because when he changes the way you think, you become another person. God is not interested in the old person. He is interested in the new person. Purchased by the sacrificial blood of Jesus. Praise God. then you will be able to align with God's will. Good, pleasing, perfect. And that's why the process of sanctification continues. That's why he wants us as a holy people. He has called us to be holy because he is holy. If you are someone who is always angry and bitter, I want to tell you, you can't. It will be hard. You'll have a hard time doing the will of God. Holiness will really run away from you. You'll find it hard to live a holy life. And that's why patience is a virtue. Patience is really a virtue. Patience helps you to be sacrificial. Patience also helps you to be focused on the well-being of others. So love is what you do. It has to be sacrificial. It has to be patient. It has to be focused on the well-being of others. That's what love is. Holiness is separation from what is not of God. That is it. And the word of God guides you in that and helps you and empowers you by the help of the Holy Spirit to separate, to live a holy life, a new life. Because you have work to do for God. How will you do for him that work if you don't have a good character? His character, the character of holiness and love. God loves everybody. That's why he has sent his son to save them. It doesn't matter how terrible your life is. He is interested in saving you because of his love. And that's why even you must be interested in seeing others come to the Lord. You must invite people to the Lord. You must lead them to the Lord. You must bring them to the church. You must look for those friends of yours whom you don't see them in the church. If you love them, you will try to find out where they are. Yeah. Those people you work with, you are seeing them go to hell. You are seeing that they don't have a future. You are seeing that they are earthbound. After this life, where are they going? Because life is not just this life. It is beyond this life. It's real. The spiritual world is a reality. Eternity is a reality. And there are very short moments in life that you realize that no, there's life beyond this time. Those moments are there. Sometimes it is late, too late for others. They realize when it is too late, when they're sliding into the wrong side of eternity. You see? So the word of God plays a very important role. Don't ignore the word. There are believers who are expert at ignoring the word. Don't be one of them. Tell your neighbor, don't be one of them. They keep ignoring. They keep ignoring. They keep ignoring. There are things you must deal with. You must control your mouth. That's why the Holy Spirit is in you. To give you self-control. Not anything that comes, you must say it out. When people make you angry, you don't have to speak immediately. Just keep quiet until you find the right thing to say. People have wrecked relationships because of being reckless with their words. Because they have judged quickly. And you don't have all the story. You don't have the full picture. God has the full picture. That's why he's a righteous judge. But with us, sometimes we have a small portion. How could this lady do this? How could this lady do this? If they put you in the shoes of that lady, you will understand. You don't know what the lady has been going through. just see how you can pray. See how you can restore some of those fellows. See how you can help them. See how you can pray for them. Prayer is help. A serious help. 1 Timothy 4:7-8. 1 Timothy 4:7-8. I have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. You see how important godliness is? It's a character. It's really talking about character. Holiness. Have nothing to do with the myths, things that are not true, stories that don't build. Train yourself in godliness. Train yourself. The word is there to help you train. The word of God is there. You have the Bible. To help you train. Teachings are there. Teachers are there in the church. Preachers are there. Because if you don't train yourself in godliness, the flesh will take hold of you. The world will take hold of you. Galatians 5:19-21 explains what the character of human nature without the influence of the Holy Spirit is. Galatians 5:19-21. The acts of sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's already there. You will not inherit what? The kingdom of God. So if you allow sin to help you form your character, you build your character using sin, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. With us, we are in the kingdom of light. You don't live in deception, you don't live in darkness, and you pretend to be light. You have to work on that. You have to work on that. That is human nature. The character of human nature is what we have read here. The character of human nature without the influence of the Holy Spirit. But the moment you submit to the word of God, the Holy Spirit will help you. You begin to shed off that character. You begin to shed it off. And you begin now to exhibit love the way God loves. Because love is the nature of God, the essence of God, His very essence. You begin to become like God. You begin to do what God does to you. You begin to do it to others. You begin to forgive. Being unforgiving. Someone has said, that man, that woman is a very unforgiving person. Once you have wronged her once, she'll never forgive you. That one has already formed a character. It's not a good life at all. But we are supposed to change and have the character of God. Tell your neighbor, have the character of God. I'm telling you. That is why love is very important. Because it focuses on the well-being of others. Sometimes people focus on themselves only and they become very selfish. So the moment you are very selfish, you will hurt a lot of people. You will not care about them. You will not help them. And yet you are there to make the world better. You are the hand of God. You are the extension of God's kingdom to reach others around you. I've come across people in the church. Yesterday I was talking with Reverend Rose. She was telling me about a guy. He's outside Uganda. I was calling her that I want to talk to. No, he came back. But when these people were, this man was together with his wife, they waited in church. The man is so terrible. He doesn't love the wife. He treats the wife like an enemy. How can you treat your wife like an enemy? In the house, outside it looks like he's a good person. Inside is another thing. It's not separated for God. It's not holy. It's not even one with the lady. Until the marriage got messed up. Someone introduced me. I thought he could be a friend. That when I saw that he was another man altogether, I said, no, I can't. Let me leave this man. Cannot. And he was a preacher. He brings, during those days, you know, we just thank God. Can we thank the Lord for Uganda? Uganda has really come a long way. Do you know that this bread was not there? Some of you, I don't know, maybe you were babies, but at a certain point, we didn't even have bread in Uganda here. The first bread I remember that came in Uganda was hot loaf. Hot loaf. There were certain points where people would buy it from, and milk, hot loaf. Blue bun was like something very precious. But let me tell you, that guy would buy 1 kilogram bread. He was living in a flat, so I would go and visit them. And the wife was a wonderful worshiper. And she would sing, she would play a guitar. You know, we used to, after some time of fellowship, and we used to pray, to fellowship with them. This man would bring 1 liter of milk, one full of a loaf of bread, 1 kilogram bread, and in the morning, and they put it there, of course, in the bread is on the dining. They boil the milk, put in the flask, and he drinks that milk alone. There were two only. Alone, and eats all the bread alone and finishes it. I said, what kind of, you know, he refused to develop character, a godly character. Even people who are not in God, we are better off than him. Some people take salvation for granted. And he was a preacher. He goes and preaches. He was not a pastor, but he was a preacher. He goes and preaches in lunch hour in town. But I don't know what happened. The man just died suddenly. I think God says, no, you are too much here. Let me take you. It's terrible. You know, someone said that if we don't do what God wants us to do on earth, he will remove us and bring people who will utilize the earth. Can you imagine? And that's why you people, you have to take care of Uganda. Utilize Uganda. God has given us a very good land, very good weather. If you don't utilize this land, you don't utilize this weather, let me tell you, the world does not belong to you. It belongs to the world, to God, as someone says. He'll bring people from another corner of the earth and he buys off this land. Takes it away if you don't use it. I'm telling you. So we have to be very serious. Tell your neighbor, stop joking. Don't waste time complaining. Ask God, say, what do I do? Holy Ghost, what do I do? The Holy Spirit will help you and lead you. Praise God. So the point is, for you to be holy, just develop the character of God. allow God to form his character in you. Praise God. That is, it's as simple as that. It's challenging, but it is easy with his help. Galatians 5, 22 to 25. Let's end by that, with that. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Those who belong to Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passion and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. You see? So that is the thing. The Holy Spirit can help you produce God's character through your life. God is loving. The Spirit of God can produce love inside you. God is patient. The Spirit of God can produce patience through you. God is kind. The Spirit of God can produce kindness in you. Don't get stuck to the old life. Let go of that old life. Don't pretend. Just love. Just sacrifice. You cannot be God. You cannot do things for everybody. You cannot be God. You have a limit. But you can pray for God to help them. And God will help them. And by the way, there's, you know, you are not God. So there are people you'll try to help and it looks hard. They don't want to change. Pray for them. Pray for them. Help them. Do what you can. That's why we must preach the good news of the kingdom of God. We must, if we want the world to change, if we want people to change, continue preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. The good news is the gospel of the kingdom of God. It's a message that tells people that God has intervened. Things can change for you. God has come. He intervened through his son. Your life can change. All things are possible through him. 2,000 years ago, his son came. He has established a kingdom, a reign. You can enter that kingdom through faith in Christ. And he offers you salvation. And he offers you forgiveness. He offers you eternal life. When you believe, and that God's own life through the Holy Spirit changes you. You see? And it gives you the power to overcome sin. You can say no to sin. Tell your neighbor, say, I can say no to sin. Why? Because Christ defeated sin. So he's inside you by his Holy Spirit. You can also defeat sin. Brother Jacob said he defeated drunkenness, drinking and fighting. Do you think it is easy to walk out from a bottle? To walk away from a bottle. It's not easy. You go and ask Brother Ambrose. It's not easy. But he gave us a wonderful testimony of how God saved him. Praise God. So, you are there to participate in the restoration of a new world through faith in Christ. You can make the world better. Tell your neighbor, you can make the world better through Christ. Through your life. Through your life. You can make the world better. You can carry the character of God. Holiness and love. I remember God told Moses, I am holy. Be holy. And what produces holiness is his Spirit in you and his word. Praise God. Lift up your hands and talk to the Lord. Thank him. Ask him to make you a holy lady, a holy man, a holy lady, a holy man. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. Father, make us holy, for you are holy. Make us holy. Make us loving, for you loved the entire world. love is you. Your love, as your word says, make us also love others the way you have loved them, the way you have loved the world. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. Give us the grace to break free from what does not please you. We thank you, Lord. Ask the Lord to help you break free from what does not please him. You know what doesn't please him in your life. Ask him. Ask him. Maybe because of the way you treat some neighbors. Maybe because of the way you treat the workers who are in your house. Maybe because of the way you treat relatives who stay with you. How you mistreat them. Talk to the Lord. Whatever it is that you know God is not happy about it, ask him to forgive you and give you the grace to change. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. So the character of the church is? Exactly. Holiness and love. You are the church. Holiness and love. That is it. When someone sees, even without knowing that Pastor Jasper is a pastor and is saved, they just... the sense, they say, no, this is a different person. This man who has just come around is different. They are able to tell. They hear his words. They hear the way he handles people. The presence of the Holy Spirit around him. Praise God. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Now, if you are here and you are not sure about your relationship with God, I want to give you a chance to allow God to save you. Can I see your hand? You want Jesus to save you. If there's anyone watching online and you are not sure about whether you have a relationship with God or not, or you don't have any, you can enter that relationship right now through a simple prayer of commitment that you can say after me. Say, dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now I invite you. Come into my heart, be my Lord and my Savior. Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International. We are in Luzira. And I know the word we share here and the fellowship you will have from here will never allow your life to remain the same. Let us know about the commitment you have made to the Lord Jesus Christ through our contacts on the screen, and I know the Lord will bless you greatly. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Amen. Amen.